community needs and a lot of open land. We're also anchored by the metro station on our campus that will begin a $30 million renovation in the spring. And then we have the Red Line station that will go undergo a 5-mile extension, and that's a 1/2 mile from our campus. All these factors are coming together to point to significant opportunity for Chicago State to anchor economic development that could really bring the region forward. Since this plan was released last year, we've been fundraising so that we could have the resources to secure an economic development and real estate development team. So we've secured a philanthropic grant as well as a U.S. Department of Transportation grant, and we're now able to move to the next slide, please. So those funds are allowing us to do several activities. So we're conducting a market feasibility study to look at our housing needs and the topology that we should be pursuing. That was one of the first and most urgent needs identified in our economic development plan. And as you all know, we do have one residence hall, and that one residence hall is at capacity and had an 80-person waiting list. We're also using the market feasibility study to inform what the ground floor purpose could be on one of the sites. So we are immediately pursuing at least one of the sites identified in the economic development plan, envisioning a multi-use building, so some sort of commercial purpose on the ground floor, and then housing in the upper floors. And then we are also mapping the expansion plans and the price it would take to develop multiple sites, and we will use that to seek private and public funding to support that expansion. We do have a community update meeting tomorrow. You're all welcome to join, where we will share these updates as well as announce that we will be seeking a project advisor to move this work forward. We will also convene a community table and a technical advisory table to ensure robust opportunities for engagement from key community and development leaders. And then this leads into the resolution that I have to present. So I am requesting the ability to hire a project advisor who will lead the process in selecting a development firm or firms, as well as community engagement. This work will be over $100,000, and so it does require board approval to enter into this contract with a project advisor. We will be using U.S. Department of Transportation grants, and I'm requesting the ability to hire an advisor that will work for CSU for up to 3 years with annual renewals, and the cost will be at least $100,000. I will be providing quarterly updates to the Board of Trustees in 2025 and annual updates thereafter. And that concludes my report.
Any questions? Eric, making progress. Congratulations. May I have a motion to approve the project advisor hiring?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Ms. Bates, will you call the roll?
Yes. Trustee Bolden?
Yes.
Trustee David?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Timms?
Yes.
Chair Zott?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. All right, and now we'll move on to the Chicago State Foundation. Welcome, Melanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pleased to report a strong first half of the year for the foundation. The second quarter began on a high note with our inaugural First Gen Scholarship Gala Accelerate on September the 27th. Driven by the hard work and leadership of the Foundation Board, President Scott, and several members of the CSU Board of Trustees, the Foundation exceeded its stretch goal as well as its double stretch goal, raising enough to cover the last of our outstanding balances to the university, as well as comfortably meet our FY 2024 commitments to the university. Thank you all for your dedication to making this event a success, your sponsorships, sponsor solicitations, paddle raise engagement, and direct contributions pushed us past our goal. A special thank you to our co-chairs, including Chair Zott, as well as the Foundation Board Chair John Roback, as well as this year's awardees, as they all made incredibly generous contributions to our work and to the gala. Fundraising is well underway for the FY 2025 gala, raising $60,000 for the dinner as of today. Save the date for September 26, 2025. We'll be back at the Garrity, and our theme will be determined. The foundation is also proud to celebrate several significant grant awards from the past quarter. Fidelity Foundation awarded $285,000 to support merging two classrooms in CSU's Business and Health Sciences building to create a lecture hall space. Because of this gift, along with the previous gift that we received from an anonymous family foundation, we will be renovating a total of 5 lecture halls on campus. Circle of Service Foundation awarded $300,000 over 2 years to support the Rise Academy program, and we also received $37,500 from Northern Trust to support the Summer Rise Academy. We also received $200,000 over 2 years from the Joyce Foundation and $122,000 over 2 years from the Crown Family Philanthropies to support the National Predominantly Black National Predominantly Black Institution Coalition, which is led by CSU. Because of the gifts we've received to date, we've already surpassed our foundation giving goal, and we are very close to meeting our corporate giving goal for the year. Conversations continue with a number of additional corporate and foundation partners, including Schreiber Philanthropy, Comcast, Advocate Healthcare, and Allstate. We're also planning to submit a proposal to the Chicago Prize with the Pritzker-Traubert Foundation, which is a $10 million opportunity designed to increase access to economic opportunity for more Chicagoans. If awarded, the support will benefit the university's 95th Street redevelopment efforts. Our rebranded Alumni Association continues to resonate with alumni and individual donors. Over this current academic year, we have launched an athletics committee, an engagement committee, and an advocacy committee. In the spring, we'll be preparing for the launch of adding a mentoring committee for next academic year. So it's really timely that the SGA brought up wanting to have mentorship, because we would love to provide that with our alumni. We recently hosted a number of financial planning sessions and also hosted alumni events at the university's recent homecoming festivities. Our board members have played a strong role in providing the financial planning programming. I'd like to recognize Michael Harris and Wintrust, as well as Andre Baker and JP Morgan Chase, for providing subject matter expertise for the financial planning sessions that we've had to date. Our next session is going to be on January 25th, 2025. The session will be hosted by BMO, and the topic will cover planning for retirement. When it comes to the operations of the foundation, they are strong and getting stronger. I'm happy to report that for the second consecutive year, our audit report uncovered no findings. Donors can trust that the foundation will shepherd their gift appropriately and operate in transparency to achieve our mission. As we wrap the calendar year 2024, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for each of you. As I reflect on being in this role for just over 2 years, I couldn't be more grateful for the support I've received from the Board of Trustees, as well as the Foundation Board. Through your participation and attendance in our meetings, our events, through your leadership on the gala, and through your counsel and advice, you have made the foundation stronger and improved the lives of our students. The foundation staff and I wish everyone a happy holiday season, and I'm looking forward to connecting again in the new year. And that concludes
my report. Thank you. Any questions for Melanie? Great job. Keep it up. We have more needs.
Not more needs.
But in all seriousness, Melanie, they've been doing really a tremendous job at the foundation. And if you go back to recognize that 6 years ago the foundation was not functioning, to know that
it
existed, but it wasn't functioning. To see where we're at today and literally raising millions of dollars to support Chicago State and our students is really incredible. So thank you, Melanie, for your work and efforts. All right. Executive session. So I now move to convene the board into executive session to discuss employment, real estate, IT, audit matters. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Bates, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Trustee Bolden?
Yes.
Trustee David?
Yes.
Trustee Chiara?
Yes.
Trustee Timms?
Yes.
Chair Zock?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. This meeting will reopen to the public at the end of the executive session. All righty.